This podcast is brought to you by Geek2Geek, the online social and dating site for geeks and people who want to meet them. That's gk2gk.com. From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to the Monday edition of The Lost Podcast.
Episode 4065.
It's actually 4064. The 65th never happened. Remember, that's all officially
Oh, that's
lost.
Right. That was the lost episode. I apologize.
Well, how are you doing, Jack?
I'm doing great. How's New York?
New York is lovely. Just went to a graduation today. That was kind of boring. But besides that, it's been a lot of fun so far.
Hey, graduations are always exciting.
Yeah, they always have like those million speeches that you really just don't care about.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank everybody that made this possible.
Yeah, we really don't care. It's where you need the orchestra from the
Yeah, you
the
need the Oscar orchestra. Yes.
Just let's start playing.
But yes, we are in our post season finale episode, but we still got season finale left to get to.
Right. I'm excited.
But we're having our little week break right here, and then we're going to go back a week from this Thursday. And
we're back a week from this Thursday, yes.
Finish up the last season with the second part of No Place Like Home.
Right.
But we're going to get it back into it today with Lost in Review, some Easter eggs and some other notes of interest. Actually, something from the first episode. Right. Of Lost.
Also, before I forget, I said the dude count was three. I watched it again today. He said dude four times.
Oh.
So Hurley said dude four times.
Okay.
So the dude count's getting up there.
The dudes are getting up there.
Right.
Also, we got next on Lost. We're going to talk a little bit about the last part of the season finale, or last two parts of this. Man, okay, this is getting really confusing, but the last two parts of the season finale, There's No Place Like Home. And we got a lot of great listener feedback today. We're actually going to save the listener theory of the week for next Monday's show.
Right.
But you said you have a new crackpot theory.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to redeem myself. And after watching this episode again, I noticed something. And I think I'm pretty right on with this.
Okay, I hope so.
In fact, I'm gonna go one step further and guarantee it.
Wow. I think everyone knows that last Thursday's, Crackpot Theory is a little subpar, even for you.
Yeah, what was last there? I can't even remember what it was.
That's how bad it was. I don't remember. It was terrible.
You can always tell when they're terrible. I don't even get any hate. I get no hate mail.
But yeah, so we're going to have a new Crackpot Theory then today.
Right.
Okay, sounds totally killer and awesome. I hope you guys enjoy the new sponsor we have for the next two Mondays, Geek to Geek, or gk2gk.com. It seems like a great service. I've talked to some of my friends that use it, and they enjoy it. And I want to thank them for sponsoring these two podcasts that we have coming up.
That's misleading. You don't have any friends.
I know, it's true. I don't have any friends. That was all a lie. No,
you should really be honest with people.
All right, Jack, what do you say we get into Lost in Review?
I say we do it.
All right, here we go.
Each week there's one thing to do. It's none other than Lost in Review. We take a look back at last week's episode. It's Lost in Review.
All right, it's Lost in Review time. We got a couple of things to look back on last week's episode. I have a feeling that the season finale, or the rest of the season finale, two Thursdays from now, is going to have a lot more Easter eggy stuff to get into, don't you think, Jack?
I would agree with you. I would think so.
I mean,
so.
It has to have a lot of stuff to keep us, tied us over for the next 9 months.
Well, I watched the episode again today, and I liked it more than I did Thursday night.
Yeah? I liked it, too. I downloaded my iPod to watch on the plane ride. But first up, at Hurley's party, the DJ, what kind of disc was he spinning? Geronimo Jackson.
Was he?
Yes, he was.
I didn't even notice that.
Next up is the flight number on the plane that brought the Oceanic 6 to Hawaii was 1717. Now get this, check. 1 plus 7 equals 8.
Right.
1 plus 7 plus 1 plus 7 equals 16.
Wow.
It's crazy,
and,
huh?
And 17 and 17 equals 34.
Which isn't one of the numbers.
Right. So there you go.
That's incredible.
And 17 minus 17 is 0.
Next up is the Oceanic 6 rescue photo. Now, I can't take credit for this. Actually, my girlfriend Colleen pointed this out when she was looking at it. She said that in the rescue photo they show of Jack and Hurley and Kate getting rescued and Saeed, where's Aaron in this picture? He is not in the picture anywhere in the picture of the raft of them coming off.
Was Sun there?
No, so this is like them being rescued. Oh, I don't think Sun was there either.
Sun would be there also because Sun was holding Aaron.
Yeah.
I mean, originally when they were on the... So, yeah. So no maybe. Sun, no Aaron. Well, maybe it just she was still on the boat holding. But why wouldn't Kate be holding Aaron, her baby?
I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe
why.
She hasn't accepted being a mom yet.
Yeah, it's probably it.
She's only just had him, right? So he's only 5 weeks old. The biggest 5 week old baby I've ever seen. But it has only been 5 weeks, so you know, sometimes it takes a while to warm up to your kid.
Sometimes it does. Jack, what do you say we get into next on Lost?
Which may contain spoilers.
Next on Lost, the TV show. But maybe it's next week, maybe it's in a couple days. Cause next on Lost.
All right, guys, it's next on Lost. We're going to take a look at
the TV show.
The last two parts of the season finale. We're already here. We're at the end of the season. It's pretty crazy, huh, Jack?
It went pretty quick.
Yeah.
You know, we had that long, you know, dry spell where we're waiting for the strike to get over and, you know, we're all stressing over that. Will we get an ending? Will we not get an ending? And now it's almost over.
I think we're going to cry.
It is kind of sad because we've got, what, nine months, whatever it is?
Yeah.
That's a long time.
It is a very long time. But here's what we got from ABC. It's actually the same that they gave for part one, which is kind of cheap. But there's no place like home. Parts 2 and 3.
What do you mean, kind of cheap? They just kind of just not really giving you anything.
They didn't give us anything new. But the face off.
But wait, you've been spoiler free all season, right?
Yes, I have.
So basically, this is what you want. You just want a little teaser, a little tease.
Well, I know, but I like a little new teaser. This is like the same little tease that we had last week.
Well, the hard part is having to go because I've seen their spoilers out there on it, like on our message board, and I go, nope, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
I did watch the preview.
Well, I don't know if it's Dark UFO or not, has the full thing, like, page for page.
You're kidding. Again?
Yeah, and I don't know why they didn't learn their lesson last time, but the producers really don't like that. And so we're not going to even advertise that here or say to go to it. Because that kind of ruins what Lost is about and kind of takes away from what it's meant to be.
I guess if people want to do it, I guess, you know, I don't.
Yeah.
It's up to them, the personal, but I don't want to know. Hopefully no one will send it to us.
Well, yeah. So for those of you that are going to spoil yourselves, do not spoil us, please.
Please. That's all we ask. You know, if you hate us, that's one thing. But if you hate Jay, that's another thing. But just don't spoil us. That's going to be the hard part, though, is waiting 2 weeks to
exactly.
go without it.
But we usually like to go on and see who the guest stars are. So let's see what guest stars we have for this these two parts here.
Okay.
We have... the Frady people, Daniel Faraday, Miles, Charlotte Lewis, Frank Lapidus. We also have Rose, Malcolm David Kelly as Walt.
Oh. That's kind of a spoiler.
Yes. Nestor Carbonell as Richard Alpert.
Yep.
John Terry as Christian Shepherd.
Whoa.
Sonia Walger as Penelope Penny Widmore.
Wow, so maybe my theory is going to come. She's going to bring her boat.
Alan Dale as
and watch Desmond get blown away.
Alan Dale as Charles Widmore.
Okay.
Kevin Durand as Kimi. Francis Chow as Dr. Marvin Candle.
Whoa. As Dr. Marvin Candle?
As Dr. Marvin Candle.
Wow.
Anthony Azizi as Omar. Alex Petrovic as Henrik. Scarletta Dupois as Michael's mom. So
wow. Michael's mom?
Carlton, written by Carlton Hughes.
Michael's mom. Wait, Michael's mom. Okay. I was thinking Walt's mom. Like, wait, she's dead.
Yeah. Written by Carlton Cuse and David Lindelof and directed by the longtime favorite Lost director, one of the favorites so long. Everyone loves him. Jack Bender.
I like Jack Bender. I'd like to have a drink. I'd like to have a drink with him.
So, it looks like it's going to be a pretty exciting, awesome season finale. Now, okay, last chance. Do you think it's going to beat last year's season finale?
Well, you know, it sounds like they're pulling out the big guns. I'm going to say no, because last year completely caught me off guard. I mean, I had no clue what was going on during the season finale last year. I'm going to say there's no way.
Yeah, I'm going to agree. It's going to be really hard to pull off what they pulled off last year. So I'm going to say they're not going to be able to do that again this year. But I'm not going to say it's not going to be a bad episode. I'm going to say it's probably going to be an awesome episode.
No, I think I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a great episode. But how can you beat top last year's season finale? I don't see how you can do it. But
leave it to the producers to be able to accomplish that.
Exactly.
That's what's coming up next Thursday on Lost.
Thursday, and you know they're doing an extra hour. They're showing the first part again that we saw last Thursday, and I heard it's going to have some never before seen scenes.
Now, if they're going to do that, I really hope it's not just like I don't know, like a log carrying guy carrying a log for an extra 2 seconds. You know what I mean? I want it to be something worthwhile if I'm going to watch it. But
whatever happens in that extra scene will not change the contest from we're not playing this game. So if someone happens to show up in this episode that wasn't in the first time they showed it, because I don't think Claire was in. Someone said Claire was in this last episode.
I didn't see Claire either.
So if she happens to show up in this episode, all bets are she was not in this episode.
Okay, what if Hurley gives another dude?
No. If there's an extra dude from Hurley, no.
Oh, okay.
In fact, the first hour, I'm not even taking notes. I'm putting the notepad down, just going to watch it, enjoy it, and just go with it. There's not going to be any of this Lost stuff going on, none of this Mikhail stuff going on.
All right. So that is Lost in Review. We're going to go into listener feedback, but first we're going to go into a quick minute or two talking about our sponsor for this episode. So Here we go. All right, this episode is brought to you by Geek2Geek, the online social and dating site for geeks and people who want to meet them. Now, I'm not a big fan of the word geek, but I think geeks apply to people like, I'd say, Jack and I that watch a TV show and really dig it and do a podcast about it.
I would put us in the geek category.
Yes, so I don't think there's anything wrong with being a geek. But if you've tried other dating websites with no luck, maybe it's because they don't have people with the same interests that you have. Geek the Geek was specially designed for people like us. Even the questions are geeky. Don't let another weekend go by without a date. Go to Geek the Geek now. It's at www.gk2.com. Geek the Geek, where it's okay to be who you really are. And I really like this social site because it really applies to people, you know, like me. Luckily, I found a girl that digs Star Wars and Lord of the Rings. It's really kind of a nice thing to have. You don't feel ashamed for being a nerd that likes to build a lightsaber at Disneyland like I did.
and get picked on.
Yes.
By people people you don't even know.
Yes. So
you did know.
But you know, I didn't care because it was really cool to build my own lightsaber at Disney World.
You were excited about that.
I was very excited. Check that out. gk2.com. You can click the link also right now in the AAC feed and try it out. If you're trying out online dating, I have a lot of friends that have been using it and have had a lot of success with it, and I think it's a great way to be able to, you know, go out and have dates and communicate, and so check it out. Geek to Geek at gk2gk.com.
And tell them Jack and the Geek sent you.
All right, Jack. What do you say we get into listener feedback?
I say we do it, sir.
All right, here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, it's listener feedback time. Got a lot of great listener feedback to get into. So what do you say we get into that right now, Jack?
Do it, officer.
All right, here we go.
Oh, this is Artemis from Northeast PA. And I know I'm a week behind on this, but I just wanted your thoughts on something that occurred to me. Why is it that Faraday's beacon took longer than expected to arrive at the island, but the doctor's body arrived well before it should have? Because that's totally got me baffled. Appreciate any comments you throw my way.
Well, hey there, fellas. It's Crackers. Pretty obvious guest today, but I got nobody else to tell it to. The reason that I think Ben went and turned himself in over at the Orchid was so that the guys would leave the Orchid station, and that would give Locke a chance to get in and do his little island moving, and he will be rescued by the others because they will storm the team because apparently they have lots of guns. So, yeah, just in case it didn't make sense, I think the only reason that Ben went in there to turn himself in was to get Yimi and the whole team outside of the Orchid station so John could do his thing. Take care, guys. Bye.
Hello, Jay and Jack. This is Isabel from South America. Huge fan of the show and of your podcast. I was thinking about this week's episode, There's No Place Like Home. And just a thought I have, do you think that it was meant for those six people, you know, the Oceanic Six, to survive? And it was on Widmore's plans for them to survive, because it would seem kind of odd if, you know, the six people appeared, you know, months later, and their bodies were also on the fake reins of, you know, Oceanic 18, because it seems like they put their bodies in there that look like the people on the plane. And then if these six people survived, maybe it wasn't on Woodmore's plans, and they did not put their bodies or, you know, bodies that looked like them on the fake remains. You know, just something I was thinking about, and maybe it's a possibility, and I don't know. I don't have any theories about it right now, but maybe, you know, it was on Woodmore's plans, you know, have those six people remain, you know, survive from the beginning. And that's it, and I love podcasts. Looking forward to the season finale. Should be awesome. Because this has been my favorite season so far. Anyway, that's it. Bye, guys.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Leah from Vegas. Love you guys. Love your show. Just had a thought while watching last night's show with Kate and them all going back home. There's no place like home. Just wanted to say, interesting how Kate look so comfortable with Aaron after saying to Claire that she was so not the mother type and did never see herself in that role. And now, you know, she looks like she's just slid right in and is mother of the year. Maybe sounds kind of new agey, I know, but maybe somehow whatever Claire's status is in the universe, she is inhabiting Kate or informing Kate or something, because you know, the psychic said no one but Claire should raise Aaron. But if Claire is no longer amongst the living, how can that be? And she doesn't seem to be amongst the living. And I know that doesn't really bother you at all, Jay, because you're totally so over Claire. But just a thought, and like to see what you guys think. Bye.
Hey there, Jay and Jack. This is Carrie calling from Brooklyn. Long-time listener, first-time caller, and I'm listening to your current podcast, and you were just discussing the press conference in which Sun said that Jin died on the plane, and how she paused prior to speaking. And it was my feeling that, if you notice, Saeed kind of gave a look at Jack as Jack was giving some details regarding the using the cushions and how they floated to the island, etc. And it seemed that Saeed and Sun were both sort of like looking at him, like witnessing him coming up with the story, coming up with these details that they themselves really had never heard, because they were kind of just going with it. And it also seemed to me, and this is why I'm calling, that Sun was, at that moment, deciding on her story, that she really hadn't kind of thought about what exactly she was going to say. And so at that moment, her pause was about her collecting herself and thinking about what she was going to say about Jin's death, which may or may not have been true, but she kind of came up with it at that time. Those are just my thoughts. It was an excellent episode. I can't wait for the next 2 hours, and love your podcast. Keep it up. Thanks. Bye.
Going with Carrie, the last call, I kind of agree with him that, yeah, probably they were making up as they go along. I think that that's just the MO for these people, how they've conducted themselves on the island. And we see them, they really don't have any, like...
But that'd be really hard to keep up that lie.
I agree, but look at them on the island. You know, they find the medical hatch, and then they don't go and see it. We don't visit again until... No one even talks about it for what? How long? I think a whole season.
A while.
No one ever communicates. No one ever says...
Remember, a season's like... It could be like a week between.
I understand really, that, but they really know how... I mean, in the real world... If I'm got a secret I have to keep, and it's probably life or death, obviously, that's going on here, that must be what's behind it, or like I think it's something to protect Aaron. Whatever the plan is, I'm having my plan before I get to the press conference.
I mean, I
would have all to get together. But Jack did say that they stick to the plan.
Yeah, see, that's where I kind of feel that's where it says it.
But maybe he did very often. But I think it was more Sun was like going. I did see Saeed looking at Jack when he was talking about the cushions and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I think it was more, I think Sun was just like, do I really want to lie and say my husband's dead when he's not?
Yeah.
Because remember, I still think he's alive.
I kind of agree with that, but I do feel like, I don't know. I just, when she said the whole two people are responsible, I feel that explains why he's dead. But people disagree with me and people do agree. So we'll see where that one goes.
We'll see what happens. Maybe we'll find out in 2 weeks.
Yes.
And then Lee is calling you out again on the whole Claire thing. I think people are fed up with you and your hatred towards Claire. But she's saying how Kate became a mom, how she became...
Yeah, rather quickly,
you know,
it seemed
on
like.
On the island, you know, it was only, what, 3-4 days, you know, ago on island time.
Yeah.
She wanted nothing to do. She couldn't even pick him up when he was crying. And then now she's whole... You think it could have something to do with, if I'm a mom, they're going to be a little, you know... I've been under a lot, you know, I survived a plane crash. I survived 108 days, you know, in the wild, you know, floated on a raft and, you know, had cushions. And I'm one of six people to survive a crash of, you know, 8:15, all the, you know, and now I'm a mother. I had a baby on an island somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's holding this baby. Wouldn't they be a little more sympathetic to her and not throw her in jail?
Probably, yes. I think that lawyer's angle when they're trying to...
Or is it Claire somehow channeling through Kate?
That one's a stretch, but you know, I wouldn't rule it out, you know.
It could be the island through Claire through Kate.
It could very well be possible.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know. Isabel, six people survive. How are they going to explain it? Were these people supposed to survive? How are they going to explain it?
I don't know. I honestly don't.
Or is that part of the thing that they better keep a secret, or they will not survive?
I could see that more than them not surviving.
Or would it be a little fishy if they just start dying off one by one? Because they are famous now. They're really famous.
Well, we don't know of any that have died yet, so that one's a tough one.
I'm just saying, but wouldn't that be? If famous people start, if someone famous dies,
yeah,
it's all over the news.
Exactly.
So, I don't know. So, Crackers is saying that Ben's plan is to lure them away, him and the boys away, so John can get in there and destroy, or no, I'm sorry, save, move the island.
Yeah, I don't think so. When's Ben going to do something for somebody else that's not him?
I just don't trust him. This would be the first time in the history of Lost that Ben actually did something... That he said, I think that he said he was going to do,
or like in someone else's best interest,
right? That didn't best suit him. I can't see him not having the upper hand on something.
Exactly.
He wants, not only does he want the island to survive, he wants himself to survive. He's a survivalist.
Yep.
So, and who would trust John? I don't trust him. I think John's going to screw the thing. I'm going to say it right now. John's going to screw the pooch.
Okay.
John's gonna do something that
I have faith in John Locke.
Well, you have to. Right. Artemis, just trying to figure out that time thing. Faraday's, what I got to be honest with you, I don't know. I just don't know. I can't figure. I've been trying to catch up on the emails, and some of the emails are trying to explain the time thing, and I haven't even got to this week's emails from the last episode.
Uh-huh.
I haven't had time to go back and write everything down and try to. Does anyone have any theories out there? How did the doctor get to the island? What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, how could? It seems weird. Like if Faraday's experiment and the missile got there later, but then when the doctor washed ashore, it was before. It does seem to kind of put all these time anomalies there, but I guess the island has so many different time anomalies, it's, you know, possible that it could go forwards or backwards or slower or faster than.
But what we're also finding out, though, is the people on the freighter were not really on the up and up either. Who's to say they actually launched the missile at the correct time?
Yeah, but I think that's more to do with the time differential. We don't know
that. I'm not saying that's what happened. I'm just throwing it out there that that's a possibility. The worst part is this whole time, we're not going to find out this in 2 weeks.
No, I don't think so either.
That's going to carry over into next season, and we're going to have 8-9 months to discuss it, and hopefully someone who's very smart can figure it all out, because I don't know.
Yeah.
That's one thing I wish they would tell us.
Well, they're not going to tell us soon.
I know, but if we could find out anything, I wish I could find out what difference in time, what exact time and what's going on. I would appreciate that.
All right, so Jack, what do you say we get to the next set of calls here?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Jack, this is Milwaukee Chad calling in with a theory. I actually had this theory a while ago, and I'm kicking myself for not calling in when I had it, because now I kind of see the pieces falling into place. During the Sun and Jin episode from a while back, my theory was that, and he kind of touched on this a little bit, that whatever's going to happen, what we're probably going to see happen maybe in the finale, is that Sun is going to think that Jin is dead. Whether it be an explosion, maybe an explosion on the boat, while she is in the process of somehow getting on the helicopter, getting off the island, she's going to be going away from that location, seeing Jin and wherever the explosion takes place and thinking that he is dead, when in actuality, he is not dead. He's on the island still. Some other people kind of called in with similar things, but no one kind of said it that way. So, that is my theory. I don't think that Jin is dead, like you have also said. And I think that Sun thinks he's dead. And that's why in the episode, the flash forward a while back with Hurley, they went to a gravesite and there was a gravesite. And why she was kind of broken up at the press conference and wanted to say more, because he was obviously alive and she was still kind of torn up thinking he is dead. So that's my theory. Sticking to it. Hopefully we see some pieces of that in the finale. Thanks so much, and talk to you guys later. Bye.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Camille calling from Northern California. I have a little bit of a crackpot theory, I think. I love the podcast, and I've always been against Jack's whole Danielle is a liar theory. But after watching tonight and wondering when the heck are we ever going to get her backstory, I think that Danielle is a liar, and I think that we are going to get the backstory from Mr. Guyliner, Richard Alpert, and that he was part of Danielle's expedition, who knows if there even was an expedition, but he was with Danielle, and here's my crackpot theory. I think that he is Alex's father. Now, I don't really know why he would want Ben to raise Alex. Maybe Alex had to be raised by another. I don't know. But anyway, that's my crackpot theory, and I'm sticking to it. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Andy from Falls Church, Virginia. I just have a quick theory. I think this whole business about moving the island isn't through time or even geographically, but rather they're going to change something about the island that will change that compass heading that's needed to reach it. So whether it's an electromagnetic thing or something in the Orchid station, that nothing actually moves, it just if you're not on the island, to get to the island, you need to know a different compass heading. That's just my quick theory. Enjoy the podcast. Keep it up, guys. Thanks.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Ryan from Orange County, California. Hey, my coworker and I came up with a theory. Back when Desmond turned the key in the hatch and the sky turned purple, I think that that's the way the island moves. So it's an electromagnetic pulse. You turn the key, and that somehow turns off the pulse. As we know, the Earth is magnetic, and I think that they found a way on this island to disconnect the magnetic force of the Earth with that of the island. So you turn the key, and the island is somehow free to move around. I'd have to go back and watch it, but I seem to recall some shaking, like an earthquake kind of thing, when the sky turned purple. So I think that that's probably the way it's done. And my guess is there are these fail-safe keys probably located in several places around the island, perhaps, one at every hatch in a secret location. So anyway, that's my theory. Love the podcast. Keep it up. And I look forward to your next show. Goodbye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Andy from Virginia. Great podcast. I love the show. Two minor theories, not really, I don't know how much they really matter, but one, I think that Sun's comment to her dad that two men are responsible for her death, or for Jen's death, is a clear indication that Jen is dead. I don't see any other reason why she would tell her father that two men are responsible for Jen's death. Seems to contradict their story that he died in the plane crash, and I don't know why she would risk a breach in their story. By saying that to her dad, unless that was actually true. Second, about the eight people that washed up on the island, I don't know if you guys have touched on this on the show, but it would seem to me that a lot of people have been talking about how there must be two people that died on the island and then six that got off the island that became the Oceanic Six. I think that it's more likely that three people died on the island, because if eight people washed up on the island, and Aaron was born on the island, there would have actually been nine people on the island. And then six got off. We know who they are. So I think that everybody that's talking about how there was only two people that died on the island, it might in fact be that there were three people that died on the island. I don't know what it matters or if it matters, but thought I'd call. Love the show. Keep it up. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
So Andy from Virginia says
he
thinks Jen is dead.
Yes.
He makes a good case. You know, like, it is 50-50. It could go either way.
Yes,
he makes a good
obviously.
Case, though, for why would she say that, you know, the two people responsible? You know, why would she throw that out there and jeopardize the story?
Exactly. That's my feeling.
But I thought you said Jen's still alive.
No, you say Jen's still alive. I'm more on the side that he's dead, even though I want Jen to be alive.
Oh, you want Jen to be alive, but not Claire.
Yeah.
So, okay, but you want Jen? But you say Jen is dead.
I have a feeling that he is going to be dead because
so
of
season 5 is going to start and there'll be no more Jen.
Well, I don't know. I didn't say that. We don't know when Jen's going to die, but I have a feeling he might still die.
Okay. All right, and then he also said that, you know, eight people washed up ashore on the island.
Uh huh.
So it would have to be they can't be Aaron, and Aaron was born on the island.
Exactly.
So it would have to be
three more people.
Three more people.
Yeah, I never even thought about that before, and that's very true.
That, and shouldn't the press have asked that question?
I agree.
Would the press say, "Hey, there should be"?
Well, no, it's not so much that eight did survive, sure, but why didn't they ask who those people were? Those other people,
right? Are we going to find out? Are we going to find out the names of the three? If there is three other people, because that is correct, but the math, I can do that much. That there should be three more people. Who are they?
Exactly.
Will we find out? And how come nobody? Of course, on the Lost, nobody asked questions. But how come nobody asked that question?
Exactly.
Will we find out?
I don't know. We'll have to see.
And then Ryan says Desmond turned the key, the hatch. That's how the island moves. What do you think?
No, I think it's quite the opposite. I think when he turned the key, that's actually when it showed Penny where it was. And I guess the Orchid Station is somewhat of the opposite of that. It doesn't show him where it was, just it show him where the island is. It actually moves it instead.
You think that when he turned the key before, when they kept pressing the button 108 minutes, maybe that was a theory all along. Maybe we had theories that was maybe that's what kept the island moving?
Or hit it from satellites and stuff like that.
Hit it from satellites and stuff. And that's what always has kept, when you kept pressing the button 108 minutes, that's what kept the island moving. When he turned the key, that screwed everything up.
Yeah, I think that's very well possible.
But still, that goes to the point, why would you just trust anybody if it was that important to hide the island?
Exactly.
And Ben didn't seem to know about the button, right?
Well, that could just be him lying. And also, Ben didn't really seem to even care that much that, you know, he was pushing it or there was nobody pushing the button.
Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy. And then we have Andy moving the island. It's just about a matter of changing the compass. Like the bearings.
Yes, yes.
It's not physically moving. It's not moving through time. It's just that you can't see it. You can't find, you get a compass out and it all goes haywire. You can't find it. And whatever is controlling the island, protecting the island through air and sea, it just, you can't find it.
Yeah, I'm just excited to see what they do and how they move it and stuff like that.
Yeah, I you think we'll find out this week?
I hope so. Or in 2 weeks from now? Yeah, I hope so. I hope so.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say we don't find out.
I'm going to say we do.
We don't find out completely.
I say we do because I got to have something to try and match last season's finale.
Ain't going to happen. Sorry. Camille, number one, you should never go against me. I'm always, always almost right 1% of the time. You should never go against me. But we had some news because she thinks that she now believes that Danielle is a liar.
Mm-hmm.
That she thinks that Richard Albert might be Alex's dad. What do you think?
No.
You don't think that?
Nope, I do not.
You don't think Richard would just say, here, Ben raised my daughter?
Nope.
And you think Danielle's a liar?
Nope.
You still don't think Danielle's a liar?
No, I do not.
We have Milwaukee Chad also said, he had a good explanation on why Sun could still think Jen is dead, but he could be alive. That maybe she thinks he died. Maybe yes. The explosion thinks he's dead, but season one where they took Walt?
Yes.
And they blew up the boat, but Jen and Sawyer and Michael all got off the boat before mm-hmm. it exploded. Maybe it's going to be something like that.
It quite possibly could, and I think that could be another good explanation or another good way to use that story.
Now, do you think, because there's the whole Adam and Eve thing, what we saw in season one, and people said it's going to be Jack and Kate. It's going to be Jack and, not Jack and Sawyer, Sawyer and Kate.
Uh-huh.
It could be Penny and Desmond. Do you think it could be Jen and Son?
I wouldn't deny it or say it couldn't be. But I'd say it'd be probably more Jack or Kate. I feel
that maybe it could be anybody that Son finds out that Jen's alive and she's the one that finds the island again.
I'd say it's very well possible. It's hard to say when we don't know exactly where they're going to take the stories and everything like that. All right, Jack, what do we say we get to the last set of calls? All right.
Wait.
All right, here we go.
Hey, I'm calling from Puerto Rico, and I just wanted to give you my thoughts about Soon's conversation with her father about two people being responsible for Jin's death. For some reason, I took it as though she's saying her father's responsible, but I also felt like maybe she feels like she's also responsible. She could be the second person, because whether Jin is dead or alive back at the island, basically whatever he did was just to ensure that she would be able to leave. So maybe she feels responsible as well because she's out. She technically, quote unquote, survived, and he didn't get out. Just a thought. That's what I'm throwing out there. I'd like to hear what you have to say about that. Thanks.
Hey, guys. This is Kelly the Mormon from Salt Lake. Just calling to say I'm just excited to see the numbers again. You know, we were so invested in those things. Season two, and we just haven't seen them all that much at all, just little references here and there, but to see them all right there on his odometer was pretty awesome. Also, I think I almost cried when Saeed found Nadia. It was awesome. Anyway, you guys rock. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, this is Idiot Savant from Tampa. I'm just listening to your podcast. You said what would have happened if Kane had been a hit show. What of the actor that played Richard? Well, of course, the island. It never would have been a hit show because the island made it not be a hit show. The island made people not watch it, so he would still be in his position as leader, de facto leader of the others. I can't believe you didn't come up with that. The island controls everything.
Jay and Jack, this is Jordan from Chicago. Colin, I got two things to tell you. I got this crazy little theory that the whoever Ben was signaling with the mirror, I think it's Mikhail. I mean, you know, he hasn't been around since the end of last season. You know, everyone says that he's dead, but, you know, we've seen him die before, and he always comes back, you know, fit as a fiddle. So that's my idea. That's who it is. And the second thing, you guys, on the Friday show, you guys were talking about how Rousseau is dead and, you know, you want to see her backstory and everything. And I read online that it's actually Mira Furlan, the actress who plays Daniel Rousseau, asked to be written out of the show. She was tired of living in Hawaii. She didn't want to be a part of the show anymore, so that's why they killed her. So that kind of makes me think that they're not going to give her a backstory at all because she doesn't want to be there anymore. Yeah, so that's my thought. Really enjoy the show. Great job, you guys. I'll talk to you later.
Jay and Jack, hey, what's going on? It's Heath from Burbank and Ocean711.com. Part one of the season finale last night. I really loved it because, it was setting up the two-parter for the finale, and it did fill some gaps, which I think was needed. It's tough in contrast with Cabin Fever. You learn a lot about the mythology, a lot about Locke and stuff, but this episode is definitely in Lost fashion, how they do the finale. A few questions. A C4 on the boat, definitely. I think the freighter was supposed to explode or any evidence of it. I think they're setting up somebody possibly driving the freighter off and then exploding. Jin, Michael, or Desmond? Is Jin going to do it to save his wife, but then Michael, to redeem himself, he decides to do it? Are they setting up a death there? I still don't know what's going to happen with Desmond. That is still a mystery. I think we now know why Jack can't go with Kate and Aaron in the flash-forward part when he learns, of course, Claire is his sister, and I thought Claire's mom was going to look at Aaron and be like, that looks like my daughter's baby, you know, but they kind of went away from that, thank God. Now, with the finale, I have this feeling with the Orchid Station, one of the final, the frozen donkey wheel, if you will, could be someone going to the Arctic and being transported there. Maybe Sawyer, maybe Locke. Is it before, maybe Sawyer's about to get shot, he's in the Arctic, and he can figure out a porthole to get back to civilization. Is it something with Locke? Is Locke a pawn this whole time? We're thinking Locke could be Jacob, could be the key to everything, but, man, I am getting sick of Ben lying to Locke and Locke being so dumbfounded, but there's got to be a reason. Anyway, great episode. You guys are awesome, and I can't wait to hear your views and feelings, but I think the finale is going to be pretty awesome, pretty special. All right, have a great week, guys. Take care.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Mike from San Diego. So I just listened to your Friday night podcast, and I noticed that Jack went the distance and guaranteed that Jin is still alive, to which, Jay, you said that that's not going to turn out good. So it kind of explains something about the show. Sun says to her father that two people are responsible for Jin's death and that he's one of them. I think we know who the other one is. Thanks a lot, Jack. Keep up the podcast, guys. It's a great show, and we'll be looking forward to more. All right, see ya.
All right, thank you for those calls.
Yeah, going with Heath's call. Ben being, you know, a liar and Locke just going with it. You know, I think we've been talking about that for a long time. You think Locke's going to ever wise up?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. Ben seems to always have Locke's number.
Everyone has Locke's number. It's just the way we saw it in the backstory a couple weeks ago. That's just his MO. And who's going to drive the? You think someone's going to drive the freighter off? And then it's going to blow up. Who do you think would... I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to be Desmond. Desmond will be off that boat before Sun.
I would say Michael. If anyone would be doing it, it would be Michael.
We know Desmond's a coward. There's no way he's doing it.
Exactly. It would be Michael.
He'll be off before the log-carrying woman and Sun. It doesn't matter. Women and children first, it doesn't matter. And I didn't get the name. I think it was George. I was trying to find the email, but he actually said what I was going to read, that the the actress that plays Danielle Russo wanted off the show.
And yeah, which is a shame.
I think I've seen seen that on a lot of websites. I think I saw on Dark UFO, and we've got a few emails on that. And it's a shame that she wants off the show, so we may not get her backstory.
Exactly. So hopefully she'll have a change of heart and come back and do her backstory one day.
Yeah, or they could just give me a wig, a little dirt on my face. I'll do it. You know, shoot me from afar, you know, like they did in Tootsie. I think I could pull it off.
I think you could actually.
She's a little taller than me, but I could wear high heels, and some big boots or something. I don't know. He also said that Ben was signaling Mikhail.
Yeah, I don't think so.
It better not be. I hope he's dead. Nothing personal.
Yeah, me too.
I just hope he's dead. And I was trying to find the email, so I wasn't writing down the names. I apologize, but that Richard is back because the island canceled Kane. It controlled Kane. It made Kane a bad show. What do you think?
I like that theory. I like that theory a lot.
And then Kelly was happy to see that Kelly the Mormon was happy to see the numbers. No, I'm not happy to see the numbers again. I am so done with the numbers. But it was cool in that scene where Hurley got in the Camaro and the numbers were there. I thought that was pretty cool. Pretty shocking. You wouldn't think that they'd do that, and it was like. Now, do you think that his dad had a part in that, or is it just because I watched it twice?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
And then he almost cried when he saw Nadia because it was such a touching scene. It was a very good scene between Saeed and
Nadia.
It was
very much so.
I was crying because I know that she's gonna die if he's hanging around. And then the first caller, son. I agree. I like it, son. That she feels where she's the two people, her dad and herself. I never thought about that. Yeah. But that's right on. That makes a lot of sense. I think that's what she was going with. I agree with it 100%.
All right. So thank you everybody for the calls this Monday show, and make sure you call in with even further thoughts and theories that you have either for this last episode or your overall theories for season 4 or overall for the entire series. For next Monday's show, give us a call at 206-390-311.
Call anytime.
And let us know what you think. All right, Jack, what are you ready?
Oh, we weren't doing that? I'm sorry. We're doing the end of the show.
What?
I thought that was the end of the show. No.
Are you ready for your crackpot theory of the week?
Oh, I am so ready for this crackpot theory that it's probably, I'm going to go on record saying it's the best crackpot theory I've had since the last one.
Wow, okay, so that's not too much. But anyways, let me get the drum set ready.
Okay, remember at Hurley's party, his birthday party, surprise birthday party?
Yes.
His dad was walking around with the bad wig.
Uh-huh.
Because even your mom commented and said, can't they do something with the wigs on Lost? And I told her, I said, I think it's become kind of a joke.
Yeah,
a joke so to make them look bad, I don't know. Anyway, remember when Hurley was talking about his dad came up to him and said, about the boars and stuff like that? Did you see how Nadia and Saeed looked at each other? Like, what is Hurley doing? Is he giving away clues of he's been talking too much?
Uh-huh.
But then it occurred to me that Nadia must know that Hurley was talking too much because they looked right at each other. I think Nadia was killed because she knew what happened. She knows the truth.
And that makes sense.
That's why she was killed. And remember when Jack was in, you know, it was through the looking glass when his Sarah showed up and his mom didn't?
Yes.
At the hospital? Why wouldn't his mom would be the one to call, not his ex-wife, right?
Wow.
His mom didn't even show up at the hospital. Maybe his mom has met an untimely death.
Wow.
I think they're killing the people that are closest to him. That's why they're so unhappy and miserable. They have nobody there for him. There's nobody there for him. I think we're gonna find out that Hurley's parents died in a car crash or something like that. Why was Hurley in that? Why was he in the Camaro in the opening scene? This opening when he didn't want anywhere near it.
That's perfect.
I think that we're gonna find out that the parents and the friends and family of the Oceanic Six are dying. They knew too much and are dying, and that's why Nadia was killed. She knew too much.
That's great. That's way better than last week's.
It's 100% better because I said, because they looked, I watched it again because I was probably writing, I didn't see it the first time. I went, look, they looked at each other like, Hurley, you're supposed to be keeping this a secret.
Yeah.
And they know Hurley can't keep a secret. So I'm sure and you know, when you don't have your loved ones around you,
mm-hmm.
it's harder to handle stress. Yes, and they were all pretty happy when they're off at first, right?
Uh huh.
But then Nadia dies and everything starts falling into place. Maybe Ben's killing him. We don't know.
Uh-huh.
So that's my theory.
And you're sticking to it?
I'm sticking to it.
All right. Awesome. That's a lot better than last week's.
Well, thank you.
All right, Jack. What do you say we close out this show?
Yes.
All right. All right, guys. That is our show for this Monday.
You want to mention the little interview we did on
We did an interview with Axel Foley of the Lost Mythos podcast, and he's also a blogger over at DocArts.com, our friend DocArts. It was a lot of fun, and you can check that out on TalkShoe.com. And I'll put a link right now for his page there on TalkShoe if you'd like to go check that out. He also did Transmission, and it was a lot of fun, and we want to thank Axel for inviting us on his show.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed it. Yes. Hopefully got to use the restroom.
You gave us a call at 206-309-0311.
Calling time.
That's 206-309-0311.
Calling any time with your lost comments and questions and theories and everything else you want to learn about Lost.
Also give us an email at lostpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, it's lostpodcast@gmail.com. All right. Also, you can check out our website, jandjack.com, with all important information related to our show, like our message board and MySpace page, all that fun stuff. Also, I think next Monday, we're going to maybe unveil some segments that are going to be on the new Jay and Jack show, which is going to premiere in June.
Are we going to let them know who some of the guest hosts are going to be?
Yeah.
And some of the special segments we're going to have with them?
I think so. I think we're going to unveil some of the segments, some of the guest hosts that we're going to be having. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So check out next.
I think people are going to really like it. Yeah. I think it is going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be it's people you like.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it has Jay. So some people you don't like, but I think overall, it's people you like and you've come to love and stuff like that. And you're going to like hearing them once a week.
All right. So remember next Monday,
and don't forget to visit our sponsor.
Yes, gk2gk.com. They're also going to be sponsoring next Monday's podcast. All right, so we'll see you guys next Monday. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.